The growing use of video cameras is showing what really happens when police dogs are used in arrests. Police use the term canine apprehension. In practice, that often means dogs subdue suspects by biting them. Police argue that those bites are quick and usually cause minimal injury. But NPR's Martin Costi says body cam videos are telling a different story. And a warning, parts of this in-depth report may be disturbing to hear.
It's easy to see why so many police love it when the canine units show up. The dogs can do amazing things. For instance, at this training event at a racetrack outside Seattle.
What we'll be doing is what's called a felony stop. So we'll have a bad guy in a car with two patrol cars behind him.
That's Dan Lesser, a canine officer and trainer from Spokane, setting up an exercise for the dogs.
We'll get the driver out, secure him in a second car, and then we'll actually have the dog will be deployed to jump in through the driver's side window.
There's even a high-speed chase version of this.
He's going to make contact with the car, and he's going to spin it around.
And then, as soon as that car comes to a screeching stop, a dog is sent in.
Stop there, I'll send the dog!
No!
Stop there, I'll send the dog!
Pass, pass that guy!
It's much easier, it's safer for us to be able to send that dog up there to clear that car than it is for us just to walk up there blindly and stick our head in there and look.
But as you watch these dogs training, the one thing you can't help but notice is all the screaming. The cops who are playing the role of suspects are wearing protective padding, but every time a dog bites them, they put on a show of fake agony.
Oh boy, get that guy. Let me see your other hand.
That's supposed to help stimulate the dogs to keep biting as hard as they can. And when one of the handlers has trouble getting his dog to release, the fake screaming just goes on and on and on.
It usually doesn't go for that long. I mean, for the most time that I've ever seen a dog been out of contact before is probably 10 to 15 seconds.
Most canine handlers will tell you this, that bites are usually quick, 10 or 15 seconds. And they also usually make this point. If a bite gets bad, it's usually the suspect's fault.
The suspect dictates how long the dog stays on and what happens. So if you have a suspect where the dog comes in and contacts the bad guy and the bad guy starts kicking and screaming, it'd be that much harder for the handler to get the dog off.
I mean, that's just human instinct, right?
Not always biting you? No. Most of the time, when a bad guy gets bit, most of the time, they actually lay there and they follow commands.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's long been the standard line in the canine world. The problem is, this version is now running up against a new reality.
Why can't you call your dog off? Why can't you call him off?
Videos online from cell phones and police body cameras showing real canine arrests up close. Here's a recent example. San Diego this past summer, a man already on the ground, his hands cuffed and behind his back, trying to show compliance, and still a police dog is biting his arm.
Are you kidding me?
I'm comfortable.
You guys got three guys versus one.
It has a psychological impact far different and far more terrifying than any other use of force that a cop uses.
This is Donald W. Cook. He's a Los Angeles lawyer who's claimed to have filed more dog bite lawsuits than anybody else. He also admits to have lost most of them because of what he calls the rin-tin-tin factor. Juries just like dogs. But now with the new generation of videos, his chances of winning have gotten better. He's collecting the videos on his office computer. Some are from the dog handler's own body cams, and the high-def images are almost too clear.
Hold your stomach!
Yeah, now, you wonder why he's not rolling on his stomach? He's got a dog ripping open his leg.
Cook says videos like this demolish the police argument that all a person has to do when bitten by a canine is hold still. An especially gory case in point was another incident in San Diego, this one in 2015.
Looks like you're pretty scraped up.
When officers sicked a dog on a naked man, he'd been wandering around high on LSD. When officers reach him, they tell him to turn around, and he gets defiant, stomping his foot. A moment later, you hear an officer yelling, "Fass!" Canine handlers use German commands with these dogs. "Fass" means grab or bite.
Turn around.
No! No!
In an instant, the dog has the naked man down on the ground. This goes on for 52 seconds. He writhes in the dust, trying to shield his leg as it gets shredded.
Put your hands behind your back and the dog will stop biting you.
You know, I feel like kind of helpless. You know, it's kind of maybe like a Chinese trap. The more you tug, the more it's going to rip you open in a sense.
And that's the man in that video, David Aceves. He suffered major injuries and ultimately got a settlement from the city. He's baffled by the idea that police thought a biting dog was the best way to get him to comply.
It's like saying, okay, hold steady. We're going to saw through your leg real quick. And it's going to be for about 52 seconds, but don't move.
Generally, police are not supposed to use force like this unless they have reason to believe that a suspect poses a serious threat. But in practice, that standard has a way of getting lowered. Donald Cook says the dogs are a tempting way to apply excessive force.
You can abuse people with the dogs. You know, you can't do it with the baton because the baton is always going to be swung by a cop. The taser is going to always have its trigger pulled by the cop. But with the dog, you know, it's the dog that did it. It's not the cop.
The San Diego Police Department did not respond to NPR's requests for an interview about this. They did release numbers showing that at the time of the Aceves incident, their overall use of dogs had been climbing steadily, along with the number of people being bitten. So is something similar happening nationwide? It's hard to know.
There is no national reporting system.
That's Charles Meslow, a former canine handler and now an academic who studies canine use. Or he used to. It's hard because he has so little data to work with. The world of police dogs is decentralized, and you can't even get a count on how many canines there are.
You know, rough estimate, there's probably somewhere between 15 and 20,000 canine teams operating in the United States.
Nobody's collecting the kind of national numbers that would give us a better picture of how these dogs are used. It does appear that emergency rooms have seen an increase in the number of bites caused by police dogs over the last 15 years. That's according to CDC estimates. But we have no national count of how often dogs bite unarmed people, or how often police have trouble getting the dogs to let go. And if there were such numbers, they might very well back up what the canine officers say, that most bites are justified and quick, and rare. Meslow says people need to keep in mind that often all it takes to arrest someone is the threat of a dog.
That same suspect that rips off his shirt and asks for more cops to come to the scene so they can have a battle royal immediately will surrender when the police dog gets there. And I've personally seen that 5 or 6 times.
But in the absence of statistics, what we have increasingly is these videos of the times when canines do bite, and they're building up on YouTube. Canine handlers say these videos give people the wrong impression. But Seth Stoughton says that shouldn't mean resisting the presence of cameras. He's a former cop, now a law professor specializing in the use of force.
If there's things that we cannot justify to the public, then maybe that's a clue that we shouldn't be using them. Maybe they're effective, but if the public reacts so negatively against their use, then it's not worth it.
Which is exactly what the canine handlers fear, that in an era when videos have already challenged so many aspects of American policing, canine apprehensions may be next. Martin Costi, NPR News.